has disturbed me. I, the Lady of the Fridge, I'm not to be bothered by your mortal concerns. Ah, my lovely servant. I have been expecting you. How fares life in the gray world beyond my portals? I had my goblins clean out this fridge for you. It's quite lovely, isn't it? Did you bring the butter I asked for? Oh, yes, thank you, my servant. How do I look today? Quite lovely, am I not? My raven hair shimmers as the river beneath the starry sky. And my gray eyes shine like silver in the moonlight, see? Am I not the most beautiful being you've ever seen? Okay, I'm going to try that again. Thank you. Your words flatter me. I woke up like this. This little thing. Perhaps, if you like, I could give you some tips on how to look this good. We can start by finding you something that isn't flannel. No. All right, then. I will keep my secrets. You may close the door now, servant, but stay near. I may have need of you.
Hey! Open the door, you cheap sucker! This is margarine. I can't feed my goblins on this crap.
I should have put a hex on you for that, but I shall forgive you if you go back to the store and get some actual butter. The salted Irish stuff, please. I will accept no less. No? No! Did you just refuse my request? I, Wendy, one of the nine queens of the Eternal Forest. Mistress of sorcerer and keeper of the keys to the gates between worlds. How dare you? It is no longer enough that you fix your mistake. Nay, I demand tribute, mortal. I demand retribution for this insubordination. If you want to avoid my terrible wrath, go forth and bring unto me a cheeseburger. Excuse me? It's hard work being an ethereal face sorceress, and I'm hungry. Go, fetch me a cheeseburger. With some potato fries, too. Sweet potato fries. Maybe an iced tea. I don't know. I'll leave the drink up to you. Yes, actually, a salad does sound rather nice. Wait a minute. Did you just call me fat? You dare? Well, I ought to.
Don't you dare shut the door on me. Get back here this instant, you insolent little twerp. Oh, that's it. You're over. You better call Ken Burns because you are history. I'm coming out there and your ass is mine, you flannel-wearing punk. We'll see who's fat when I turn you into a harbor seal.
Meant to do that. Yes, that is right, mortal. You have angered me for the final time. Prepare to suffer the consequences of insulting an enchantress. One touch of my finger and your life will be undone, replaced by whatever fate I weave for you. Bippity, boppity, boop. Okay, do you feel cursed? Usually there's a lot more sparkles when I'm doing magic. Agree. It sort of looks like nothing happened. Boop. Oh, gosh dang it. Boop. Bippity boop. 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 Why isn't this working? Must be something cut me off from my magic. I don't suppose there is metal in that bridge. Steel, Well, I suppose that could do it. Yes. How about you stand right there? I'll go back and open that steel door, and we'll take it from the top when my magic has been reacquainted with my body. Yes, I think so. Don't you run from me! Oh, no, you don't! Oh, you think this is some video game where mages are useless without their magic? Ah, fatal mistake. You know what I do when I'm not doing enchantress stuff. I'm powerlifting. I may look fat, but I'm actually rather strong. So I will kick your ass, then open the fridge drawer back up and put a spell on you. You actually smell rather nice. Stop it. Stop squirming. Okay, so you got your phone out. What are you going to do? Call the cops? Oh, officer, help me, help me. A beautiful witch came out of my fridge and won't let me go. I'm sure they'll pop over real quick for you. What are you trying to do? Put on a soundtrack for your demise? What's that you're about to play? Nickelback. Oh, you must have heard that silly rumor on the internet that listening to Nickelback makes Faye's heads explode. Well, that's not true. So you might as well just put it away. No, it's not true. I don't want you to play it because I don't like them. Oh, I have a new album. That's nice, but I would still rather you did not listen to it, please. Okay, you win. I'm sorry, it is true. Please don't blow up my head. I'll put you down. Why don't we talk this over? I was so rude earlier. I love your hair, by the way. Well, I wouldn't characterize myself as bossy, per se. Don't yell at me, I'm sensitive. It's just I don't get any respect on the other side of the fridge, okay? I accidentally made a portal to your fridge. I was about to close it, and then I saw you. And, well, you seemed bored and lonely. So I thought you'd be all mystified to have an enchantress bossing you around. Maybe I could put a little magic in your life, Felt nice to be all imperious and stuff, mysterious. Nobody takes me seriously over there, and I was hoping maybe you would. Besides, you look like one of those degenerates that want to be bossed around by a powerful woman. Oh, it's just the same here. I'm just too fat and ugly. I might as well go and die. I don't wanna gotta. Just let me lie down here on the floor and pout. I am having a tantrum. Hey, I didn't give you permission to get down here with me. Besides, you're so good looking, and this is the ugly girl floor. No, you're just saying that. You don't really think I'm beautiful. Oh, stop. No, I will not join you on the bed, even though I am getting cold down here, and it does sound rather nice. Fine. Oh, yes. This is rather nice. It's actually good to just drop the pose of grace and stuff and flop down. Can you maybe cuddle with me? I know it's odd to ask, but do I smell nice? Like lilacs. I was going for lilac. Yes, thank you. I've had a bit of a rough week. Do you mind if I vent? Oh, thank you. You are so gentle and kind. So me and all the other 8 enchantresses get all these knights and heroes and stuff fighting over our affections. They go questing for us and ask us for, like, signs of favor and whatnot. You know, knightly bullcrap. And I get quite a few, but only if one of my sisters turns them down. I'm never anybody's first choice, you know. Well, even my mom gets more than I do. It's hard to not let it get to me. A while ago, I had this knight go on this quest for me. I was really kind of flattered because it seemed like I was his first choice. He made it through all of the challenges and everything. Although I did have to go easy on the riddles and stuff because he was a bit of a himbo. And after all that fighting and wandering and stuff, he finally finds my tower. I was very excited. I just pulled out all the stops, you know? For my first impression, I had my favorite outfit on and I did like a full face. I was on point. I don't get any better looking, so I whipped up a bunch of fog and backlit myself. Had the wind blowing through my hair. I have literally never looked any better. And I just sort of glided toward him. Would you like to know what he says? You know what this guy says? He says, "You're pretty hot for a fat chick." So he's a squirrel now. You see the crap I put up with. I think I'm damn hot without any qualifiers. Thank you very much. I'm so sorry. It was rude. It's been a rough week, but I really shouldn't have taken it out on you. I really wasn't going to turn you into a seal. I was going to turn you into a cat and snuggle with you. What? You're pretty and you smell nice, and I just wanted to bury my face in you. I wish there were people like you where I came from. I guess I have a bit of a crush. Not that it's not obvious or anything. What are you doing? Okay. Can we do that again? I wasn't ready. Can we do one more just for luck? Screw it. Oh, thank you. I really needed that. Both the venting and the extra part. I'm surprised you feel this way after how I talk to you. Yes, I'm still down for that salad. Sounds like a good time. So, your place or mine?